Hello, it's Vidyatara here, sitting back in the women's community at Adistana again. And I'm here again with Parami. We were here just a few months ago in November talking about the college meeting. And yes, the college meeting, the next college meeting is, 2 days in now. The first couple of days have just been around coolers and we're about to move into the next phase, which is study. And it's a meeting about transition this time round. So, Parami, do you want to talk a bit more about that?
Yeah, okay. So, I was just thinking as you were saying that it's spring here at Adistana, although today it's a bit hard to imagine that because it's very grey. But there's, snowdrops are bursting through. There's some crocuses coming through. So it does feel a little bit like new beginnings. And I suppose for this particular college meeting, we've got quite a few changes, as you say, Vidyatara, a few transitions. So Damarati's been the chair of the college now for 10 years. He took over in 2005 after Sabuti had been the first chair of the college for the first 5 years of this particular college's existence. And Damarati became chair in 2005 and he's stepping down in this meeting. So at the weekend, Saturday night, we'll have a changeover where we'll get the chance to rejoice in Damarati's merits as chair. And I think everybody feels he's done a fantastic job as chair of the college. And then at that meeting, Sadaloka, who's becoming the next chair of the college, there'll be the handover from Damarati to Sadaloka. So the other thing that's changing, there's a few other changes. So the structure of the college is such that as well as the chair has two deputy chairs who work alongside him or her, him in this case, to, between meetings, they keep things ticking over. They meet a couple of times between meetings. They also meet during the meetings to look at the process, so how the meetings are going, etc. And up until now, that's been Sadaloka and Padmasuri. Mm. And also in India, we have
Yashosaga,
who, as far as I know, will be carrying on. So from the women's coolers point of view, Padmasuri's she's been a great deputy chair. We have a man and a woman in the West as deputy chair. So she's done it for 10 years as well. So she's been the chair, deputy alongside Damarati. And she's stepping down now as well. So we'll be looking in our cooler to see who's going to be the next deputy chair from the women's cooler. So we haven't had that discussion yet. So I don't actually know who that's likely to be, who's likely to emerge to do that. And the other transition was that Manju Vajra, who's been a member of the college for quite a long time, he is, as he puts it, he's retiring from the college. Because you don't stop being a public preceptor. If you've ordained people, you'll always be their public preceptor. But he's having a change in lifestyle, really. He's partly because he looks after his dad, who's seems to be in a bit of a long, slow decline, really. He's been looking after him now for a few years, 5 years or so. So he's carrying on doing that, but also he's been given the use of a house near Gukhiloka in the valley by Gukhiloka. And he's got a very strong hermit side, Manju Vajra, a strong kind of renunciate side. And he really wants to pursue that. So he feels that coming to college meetings isn't quite in how his lifestyle is at the moment. So last night we had a lovely, lovely evening rejoicing in his merits and thanking him for his work in the college. And it was just lovely because there are people in this meeting who have known Manju Vajra for a really long time, 40 years and more, had very strong, good friendships with him, even his ex-wife, Damodina.
Who, of course, both know Anagarika.
Yes, right, yeah. So Anagarika, Damodina rejoiced in Anagarika, Manju Vajra last night. That was really nice. Lots of rejoicing, lots of memories, stories. Yeah, I was very moved, actually. I really enjoyed last night. And they all ate chocolate, which they seemed to enjoy. Cake and chocolate.
So, yeah, there seems to be, it's going to be a meeting of lots of rejoicing, isn't it, this meeting?
Yeah, I mean, Manju Vajra, because he won't be here on Saturday, he's good to go back to look after his dad. he took the opportunity last night to say a bit, to rejoice a bit in Damarati. And he was saying how he felt that the college, how much change there's been in the college in 10 years. And Damarati steered us through some quite tricky meetings and discussions. Mm. And he felt he'd really helped create an atmosphere of participation. I guess. Mm. And so he kind of kicked that off last night. And I'm sure Saturday night there'll be a lot of rejoicing. Yeah. And 10 years is a long time, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it's a long time.
A decade.
Yeah.
And, you know, a very important time for the order and the movement over that period as well.
Yeah.
So over the next few days, between you and I, we're going to be talking to members of the college. So we're going to hear a lot more about what's happening on a day-to-day basis, but also it'd be nice to get a sense from the other members of their thoughts about Damarati, about Padmasuri, Sadaloka, the new chair, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to speak to the three of them as well.
Oh, good. Yeah, good.
And the other lovely thing is that our resident filmmaker, Mokshananda, our independent filmmaker, is also on the job again this time round. Yeah. And he's going to be doing, he's putting together a lovely film actually about the three of them.
Filming last night.
Yeah. Padmasuri, Damarati, Sadaloka.
Yeah.
So, we'll get more of a sense, I think, of how people have found the last 10 years and how those three. Have worked together to get the college to where it is at the moment.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned Magar. It's wonderful, isn't it? We've got Magar over from Australia.
Yeah, fantastic.
Representing the South Pacific. She's one of the three women public preceptors out there. And we've got Yashosagar and Amoga City over from India.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, so that's that sort of the international flavour. Of the college as well.
Yeah, it's been lovely. Mega has been joining our women's kula. So although some of the discussions have been specifically related to preceptors in this hemisphere, but she said she's enjoyed, you know, participating in that. And, Mega's known, many of us have known Mega again for over 30 years. And, you know, she worked and lived at the LBC in London for quite a while. And so quite a few of us in the college have worked with or lived with over those years as well. And it's great because it's so important to have that international aspect represented or, you know, participating, because the college is an international body. Mm. And, we do try, and I feel some of us more than others do try and keep that international aspect alive. Some of us are involved in the kulas that take responsibility for other parts of the world. But, you know, but of course it is very UK heavy in a way. Mm. Most of us in the college live in the UK, Mokshananda in Europe. So, and then the others who are like in North America or Australasia or India. So it's great when we get people coming from those areas, and it's not an abstract trying to keep something alive, but they're actually able to tell us. For example, Mega can fill in things about how the women's ordination process is functioning and working, you know, how well it's going in Australasia. We've had so many women being ordained in the last 10 years in Australasia. You're very good, self-included, Vijitar.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's been great. And then, of course, it's always good to get the Indian perspective, because culturally there's such differences. So we sometimes have really interesting discussions, for example, around ethics. Mm. Where, you know, there's cultural aspects, social aspect to the effect of unethical behaviour, and how some things will have more weight in some parts of the world than others. So, you know, one area of discussion sometimes is what's cultural, what's the bottom line of the precepts. So I find it very stimulating, that kind of discussion, and I really enjoy having people from overseas as part of that.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, hopefully we'll have the opportunity to talk to Amoga City and Yashosagar as well over the next few days.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, between the two of us, we'll cover it all.
Yeah.
And, so if people want to follow us, we'll be on the BuddhistCentre.com, the public preceptors page, and we'll be updating every day until, probably next Wednesday night will be the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So about a week.
About a week.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And the idea is to have a couple of people each time?
A couple of people each, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, sometimes I need to...
encourage.
Yeah, do a bit of active encouragement. Using the pincer movement.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's amazing how once you actually get them on the couch, everyone seems to be very talkative.
Right. That's right.
Great. Okay, so look forward to hearing more about the meeting over the next few days.
Thank you, Vijitara.
Bye for now.
Bye.